Church, the sign outside says, all are welcome here.
Yes, yes.
That's who we are. That's what the body of Christ is. Jesus opens his heart to all people. No matter what walks of life, no matter where you come from, no matter what religion that you preach with, Jesus is here for all. And before, every time we start Mass, we always start with a song that's sung over the body of Christ to give us hope, to give us love, and to lift us up, to let us know that Jesus is here with us. And today, I'm so overwhelmed and joyful that I get to baptize my grandbaby. So it's... It's one of those moments that you never thought that would never ever come to be, because Christ is here. This is a Jesus moment. It's a Jesus moment. It's something that blindsided me ever since I've been in the seminary. Something that I thought would never come, but it came. Through Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. He comes. But we struggle with one of these difficult parables today on how we deal with money in relationships with other people.
Come on.
And Jesus always had a finger in how we deal with money, even 2 millennia ago. But I'm going to ask for your prayer today, because I have mixed emotions, because God is so good. And I want to properly give you this word. So I need your help. I need you to extend your hands on me so that way I can properly tell God's word to you. Almighty and ever-living God, I thank you for your word today. Thank you for this word and have it challenge us today. Remove in me anything that is not of you, and fill me with your grace that I may preach your word properly. Open the eyes to the stewards here today to let them know that you've always been here with us and want the best for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Church, the manager, it's a thief. No matter how you look at it, he's a swindler. He's a sinner.
Come on.
What does that mean for us? Does it put a perspective on how we deal with church matters? Does it put a perspective on how we deal with our families, money issues? Do we let it overwhelm us? Do we put God first? This manager knew what he was doing. He forgot that he was a steward. And as Father Thorne said this morning about baptism, when we're baptized, we are automatically instituted in stewardship. But that stewardship needs to grow. It needs to grow in our church and in our family. And it needs to grow in marriage. When I read this passage, and I was trying to get my bounds on what I think the church message would be. Couldn't come up with it, because money situations is different in every single family. So you deal with it better and you handle it differently. So the feel of how this manager would do something to an owner who obviously paid him well, but he wanted more. He looked beyond that. He said, wow, I'm handling all this. I don't think that he's gonna miss a little bit of that. But God don't miss anything.
Come on.
That's right.
If you're a good student, you need to be honest.
Yes.
You need to be honest, and everything is you have an account for at the end of your life.
Yes.
Jesus is going to say, what have you been doing? Okay. If this is what you've did, you're not worthy of the kingdom of God. Being a steward is an honest responsibility that we all should have. Director of Religious Education, Sister Lynn, who holds a tremendous responsibility on guiding our young ones to be closer to the Word of God, to try and institute what Jesus has done for us, is something that we all have to blend in. But sometimes it doesn't work because you have to have an open heart and an open mind to receive Jesus. Because if you don't, you're putting a blockade on what you need to do in your life. That's why the position of stewardship revolves in every level of your family life. Your family life. Because we make these decisions every day. And Lord knows it's not good decisions all the time. So the teaching of what Jesus wants us to know is that we properly and intelligently look at things in the light of the gospel.
Come on.
In the light of Jesus. Because I believe that if you have Jesus in your life, everything will be good.
Yes.
You can't go wrong. You cannot go wrong. And I'm telling you, it's a struggle.
Yes.
It's a personal struggle.
Yes.
To handle a business.
Yes.
A church.
Yes.
Now, coming up in the seminary, they teach you how to do all these things so you won't be blindsided if you ever get into a church. There are so many things in this church that I have to learn that I don't know to help build up the kingdom of God, and it revolves around you. It revolves around you. Because this is the body of Christ. That's why when we have this song and we're coming down the aisle, I feel good. I feel joyful. My heart is toward that one person, our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us.
Amen.
God is good all the time.
Yes,
and all the time, God is good. And concerning our young ones, we have to have an example. We have to have an example. We have to be that example. Whether you're sleeping through church, like this baby doing now, or were you loud and energetic? Yeah. I love my family, and I love the family of Christ. You are my family, personally, as well as my own family. So I thank all of you and Father Thorne.
Yeah.
Because if Christ is in your life, you can't ask for anything else.
Yes.
But we always struggle. And the struggle means is that you learn off the struggle. And if you don't learn off the struggle and retreat and say, I'm done with it, that's not stewardship.
Come on.
It's not stewardship at all. We should be able to challenge the things we need to challenge in our lives.
Yes.
And it's not easy. From when the end of church comes today and you go out in your car till you go to work tomorrow morning. It's always a challenge. The things to do. But Jesus has to be the light of that life.
Yes.
I'm telling you, he has to be.
Yes.
So I'm so blessed today.
Yes.
I'm so blessed today. I'm so overwhelmed and happy today.
Amen.
But honesty has to be the front in your life. Has to be. We can't serve two masters. You love the one and hate the other. So who are you going to love? Oh, I love Jesus, but yeah, I'm going to...
My.
No, it's not going to happen.
All right.
It's not going to happen. Church, brothers and sisters in Christ, Jesus always teaches us to put the kingdom of God first. Bottom line. A few weeks ago when I preached that Jesus says he wants your life, he wants your money, he wants this, he wants that. Well, you can't go through the narrow gate. What's the difference? This is the same thing. This is the same as putting Christ first in your life. He knows we have to deal with a lot of things. He knows that. But if we put Christ first, it will make it all right. I guarantee. So today, as I baptize my grandbaby, may the Spirit of God flows through my family and everyone here that lifts up the name of Jesus in this church today. Amen.
Amen. Amen.